This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Thank you for being here. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and you're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have comments, success stories, questions, love to hear how you're dealing with coronavirus, what you think of coronavirus. If you have anything you want to talk about in the world of health and nutrition, especially if you're dealing with a health challenge, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a nutritional business, be part of the billion-dollar nutrition business, part of the trillion-dollar healthcare business, help people with their health, help yourself with your health, because you can get your own products at the wholesale price when you sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. What are you waiting for? This is the time to get in. Not on the ground floor. You already missed the ground floor. But you can get it on the first floor of the longevity business, which is blowing up. Checks have been huge the last 2 months, and I anticipate that will continue. If you're interested in having a side hustle or if you're interested in a full-time gig, it doesn't matter. The longevity business opportunity is perfect for you. 866-735-2470. If you want more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And then don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Oleg Konovalov. Oleg Konovalov is a author and a business educator and a consultant, and he's going to talk about leaderology. That's actually the title of his latest book, Leaderology. I'm very fascinated with the concept of leadership. You don't have to have a big team. You can just have a family and be a leader. You could just have friends and be a leader. And if you're listening to this program right now, or if you're listening to the YouTube or the podcast or the replay of it, now or in the future, you are pre-qualified to be a leader, to be a thought shaper, to be an opinion shaper. Because the ideas we talk about here are radical. Especially, they're not radical in common sense, and they're not even radical historically. They're just radical in this crazy, dumbed-down, domesticated, non-critical thinking world that we live in, especially in terms of health. Our misunderstandings about health are so epic, they are so biblical, they are so huge. It's almost impossible to describe the vastness of our collective lunacy and misunderstanding and flat-out stupidity when it comes to understanding health and how our bodies work. Yesterday there was a protest in Denver. You may have seen it, or you may have seen it on the news or heard about it.
And there are protests going on all over the country now about people. People are just kind of tired of being stuck in the house. And I think they're tired of being stuck in the house. First of all, they're sick of it. Second of all, they resent it. And third of all, nobody really sees anybody who's sick. I've asked all my friends. I don't know anybody who's sick. I asked my friends, do you know anybody who's sick? Nobody knows anybody who's sick. So you got these people who are now ticked off and lost, which the sickness is questionable. But what's not questionable is people losing their jobs and people not paying being able to pay their bills, their mortgage, their rent, etc. That's not questionable. That's real. And I see these things on Facebook. What's happening here is this great divide between people who aren't buying the party line and people who are buying the party line. There's this great divide going on. And unfortunately, the people who are screaming and yelling on either side are creating the problem. If you're screaming and yelling about vaccines and Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton and they're out to get Trump and all this other stuff, if you're screaming and yelling and angry, you're just on the other side of mass hysteria. And by the way, mass hysteria is a real thing. It's from the New England Journal of Medicine. Mass hysteria, throughout history, there's been episodes of mass hysteria. There's actually a list of mass hysteria, events in throughout history. On Wikipedia, just go look up list of mass hysteria cases. It's a sociological and a psychological phenomenon, mass hysteria. Mass hysteria is technically when you develop symptoms based on things that are out in the zeitgeist. The zeitgeist is a German term for spirit of the times. Zeitgeist, ghost. Geist means ghost, zeit means spirit. So the spirit of the times, zeit means time, the spirit of the times. Anyway, zeitgeist. And in the zeitgeist, people believe things. And mass hysteria when mass hysteria occurs, you can have physiologic symptoms. They call them psychogenic symptoms. You can actually have physiologic symptoms. There was a laughter epidemic. I'm reading off Wikipedia now. 1962. There's something called the Tanganyika laughter epidemic. January 30th, 1962. I mean, all kinds of crazy things can happen. It was an outbreak of, it was considered a mass hysteria. It was considered a version of mass hysteria. It began in a mission-run boarding school for girls in Tanzania. I mean, this is the kind of crazy things that can happen when human beings, who are social creatures like termites and monkeys, we are social creatures, we connect, we feel each other, we become one with each other in terms of our belief systems, and it happens at a physiologic, not just a psychological, even though it's talked about in psychology, it happens at a physiologic level. In the New England Journal of Medicine, they're actually, physician actually wrote an article on it, and he described the 7 characteristics, or 8 characteristics of mass hysteria. Number 1, absence of laboratory results and physical findings that confirm a cause, a physical cause. Number 2, symptoms occurring more in women than men. That's interesting. Number 3, apparent transmission of illness by sight, sound, or both. That is, you can transmit the illness just by looking or by hearing something. The presence of hyperventilation or fainting. This is all in the New England Journal of Medicine, people. Mass hysteria is a real thing in terms of physical phenomena, but can also happen mentally. Mind virus. Viruses can be mental as well as physical. And this is what I've been saying since this whole thing started, is we're dealing with a mind virus. First and foremost, a mental belief system that is not being questioned and just being passed on. And now in the days of social media, it gets amplified to the point where nobody knows what to believe, because all sides are using social media to amplify these viral memes, these pieces of information that are spreading virally. How do you inoculate yourself against viral memes? Well, you got to. First of all, this is how you do it. It's called critical thinking. You want to be a critical thinker at all times. The problem is we get dumbed down and we don't think we're as smart as authorities. So we listen to authorities. We're not encouraged to be smart consumers of information. We're encouraged to react, not respond. And the people who are encouraging us to react know every little neurological pathway in our brain to hit so that an instantaneous reaction occurs that bypasses critical thinking. But we can override that. We can be critical thinkers. And anytime you're confronted with a belief that you have, but you don't know why you have it, it's time to critically think. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back. back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment. We have Oleg Konovalov. Oleg Konovalov, and the website is olegkonovalov.com, K-O-N-O-V-A-L-O-V, Konovalov. He's the author of a book, Leaderology, which is something that I'm fascinated with, and I'm, as I said before, as I said earlier, if you're listening to this program, you're pre-qualified to be a leader. You probably are already a leader. I know I talked to a lot of you guys. You have your own Facebook pages and your own groups. And you know, the world needs leadership now, and benevolent leadership, intelligent leadership, not the kind of leadership that falls prey to and falls victim to mimetic infection, to memes that are being passed through. A meme is something you believe, and then when you're asked, you ask yourself or somebody asks you why you believe it, you don't know. You just say, I do, I believe it. That's a meme. When you have no data to back up your belief, you rest assured you've been infected. Or if you have not looked at all the data, if you have skewed data, if you have only one type of data. Do you know this whole pandemic that we're dealing with now is largely based on statistical modeling from one particular source, the Imperial College of London. They did this statistical modeling thing where they just plugged information in, somehow came out with millions of people dying. That's when this whole thing became really a huge problem. We don't examine all the data. You've got to examine everything, even data that contradicts what you have to say, and you've got to weigh it. It's a science. It's an art form and a science to draw conclusions, to draw healthy conclusions, to draw accurate conclusions. It's a science as well as an art, because there's stuff that you have to use your spidey sense with. You have to use your intuition with. And you have to know when something's your intuition or it's just something that you believe because everybody else told you. Mass hysteria. You're following along with the crowd. Do you know there was a mass hysteria event where nuns started to, this was in France in the Middle Ages, nuns started meowing. One of the nuns started meowing like a cat, and soon after all the other nuns followed, and all the nuns collectively meowed at a specific time, which drove everybody in the town crazy. Later the army warned them and threatened to beat them with rods if they didn't stop meowing. It's a classic example of mass hysteria. These are things the mind is capable of doing. These are things that we are capable of synthesizing and fabricating. Cloth. Meowing. There's one of dancing. There's a mass hysteria of dancing. What is this one? This one is when people couldn't stop dancing. The dancing plague took place in 1518. All right, enough of that. I'll get your calls here in just a second. I want to read this article I think is relevant. Alcohol toxicity, the effect of curcumin and N-acetylcysteine. Curcumin and N-acetylcysteine. Curcumin is derived from turmeric, and it is one of the all-time greats. If you want a healthy way to boost your immune system, simple healthy way to boost your immune system, just buy turmeric root and nibble on it. Just nibble on it. It's a beautiful looking piece of botanical structure. It's got this. It's got this very fascinating shape. But when you break it, it is so beautiful inside. It's got this yellow color that is carotenoid. Very important for the eyes. Very important for the skin. And very important for stress management. This is where the phytonutrients like the carotenoids and the flavonoids become really, really important. They help modulate stress indicated by electronic energy. These flavonoids and carotenoids and other phytonutrients have an ability to dampen electrical energy. They are, and I'm being very, kind of being a little bit simplistic here, but you just think of sparks flying off a fire. Well, these phytonutrients have an ability to dampen those sparks, to attract those sparks, to somehow keep things from overheating inside a cell. And that's what curcumin does, par excellence. Nibble on it. Now, if you really want to go all out in your curcumin absorption, use pepper with your curcumin, black pepper. You might not want to nibble on that, but when you're making a turmeric product, and you're using turmeric, throw in some black pepper, especially if you're using it not just for the spice, but you're using it for nutrition. Isn't that interesting? The spice, some people, the same thing you use as a spice is one of the most powerful nutritional substances you could ever use. That's one of the neat things about spices, by the way. There are some seriously powerful medicinal spices. Turmeric comes to mind first, but cinnamon is also a really, really powerful nutritional spice, as is sage and rosemary, and there's lots of different ones. In Indian medicine, they take advantage of these spices as therapeutic and medicinal for medicinal therapeutic intervention. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Carl, the Truth Raider. Good morning, Carl. What's up, man? Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Hey, very well, morning, Ben. Hey,
yes, sir.
I just wanted to complete what I was trying to get out last week, but we ran out of time. I think that more than likely you were atmospherically sprayed over the ocean, and then it came on shore. Probably
atmospherically sprayed, like from a plane, you're saying?
Yes, from about September, October. We probably did it for several months before somebody.
I like the story. It sounds like a good story, but you guys show me some proof of that. I want to get one more call in, Carl. Do you want to add something in there?
Yeah, TruthTreatmentSystems.com. Ben, is that in there? TruthTreatmentSystems.
It's TruthTreatments.
Go ahead and reorder.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. It's TruthTreatments.com.
Yeah.
What are you using? Which one are you? Are you using anything now?
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm still playing some of the bone broth protein, the collagen.
Oh no, that's Truth Nourishment. Brand. That would be TruthNourishment.com.
TruthNourishment.com.
All right, Truth Raider. Have a good day, man. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Stay strong and stay healthy. Bob Doshman. Bob, you get the last call, buddy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey,
what's going on?
On the coronavirus, how accurate are the testing methods they're using?
Please.
And are they
P-U-L-E-E-S-E. Please. They're not accurate. They're silly. They don't even test for the virus. They test for... I should talk about the testing because it's really quite scandalous. There's two tests. There's one main test, and then there's a second one that just came out that they were all pushing now. The one main test is called a PCR test. It stands for polymerase chain reaction test. And basically, it takes advantage of DNA's predilection to replicate. That's what DNA does for a business. That's its job, is to replicate. So when they're looking for a piece of genetic material, they can throw in some chemicals, and this genetic material will naturally replicate. That's what it does. And so what they do with the PCR test is they find this little piece of gene inside your body that that's another scandal right there. They think it's associated with the virus, and they take that gene, and then they amplify it, in essence, by having it replicate and replicate and replicate and replicate. The problem is, when you do this, as anybody who understands statistics knows, or understands diagnostics knows, when you amplify something, you get noise. That's one of the nature of amplification. And because this genetic material has to be amplified so much, there's a lot of noise, which means false positive. Even the guy who invented the test said it shouldn't be used as the only diagnostic tool because it has literally been shown to be 80% false positive. What is that? That means 4 out of 5 positives are false. The absurdity is so deep with this. There's more. We'll talk about this antibody test, too. We'll do that tomorrow. I hope I remember to do that tomorrow. Bob, call me tomorrow if I don't do it, because that is an important subject, this whole test thing. All right, we've got Oleg Konovalov coming up in the next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some very promising news about a potential coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is saying today all 45 participants who took part in an early stage trial did have virus antibodies. That news leading to a spike in the stock market this morning. The Dow was up over 700 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are higher as well. More encouraging economic news as Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are resuming vehicle production today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of the pandemic. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says it certainly has been a very unique period.
My business career of 26 years being a CEO, never in other crises dealt with the economy turning off.
Tropical storm Arthur is impacting the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, but it's expected to veer eastward out to sea soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and Truth Skin Health Products at truthtreatments.com and our Truth Nutritional Supplements at truthnourishment.com. All right. I am excited to have our guest on, Oleg, I hope I say this right, Konovalov. I think that's how Mr. Oleg says his last name. He's a thought leader and an author. He's got a book, Leaderology. And I've been saying for a long time that this is a time, right now, in this particular time period in history that we're in, is a perfect time to, number one, understand leadership, and number two, leverage leadership. So, Oleg, your stuff is very timely, and I'm very excited to have you on. Did I say your last name correctly? Konovalov.
Perfectly correct. It's almost like me pronouncing it.
How do you pronounce it?
Konovalov.
I did it just right. Okay, good. So I have this philosophy, and it's not my philosophy, but I buy into this philosophy, that crisis equals opportunity, and the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. And so when I think of that, it really leads me right into thinking about leadership. And I've been fascinated with this idea of leadership pretty much my whole adult life. So tell us about what it means to be a leader in a time of crisis and how you can leverage the ideas of leadership in this particular time period.
I would start from a strange angle. Why people need leaders? Okay, we commonly assume, yeah, to lead us somewhere. Cool, great. But it is critical at such moment, at this tough moment, to understand people need leaders' qualities to complement own qualities and competences. This is why leaders exist. They're better at something, and they're sharing it with people, helping them to become better and stronger. Otherwise, I don't need boss who telling me what to do without any gain for me.
Got
right?
It.
I need a leader from whom I learn how to become better.
So there's a difference.
We're talking about opportunity. Excellent. I need leaders' positivity and confidence to complement my confidence and positivity. For instance, how it sounds. Hello?
Yes. So here, let me ask you a couple questions here.
Yeah.
I thought you were continuing. I'm sorry about that. So a couple things. First of all, when you say to complement, do you mean to complement or do you mean to amplify? I mean, is a leader pulling it out? A leader is, it's already there latent in the one who is led. The leader's job is to amplify that or to sprout it or to grow it, or whatever metaphor you want to use, kind of thing. Is that what you're referring to when you say complement?
Yes, and I thank you for a great point, because in my view, and I wrote about it in Leaderology, people are magnifiers of a leader's message, right? If it's strong and positive, they would make it even stronger and more positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's
That's great.
Negative, weak, they would make it even more negative, you know. And yes, you're absolutely right. They are complementing and magnifying it.
Magnifying, enhancing, pulling it out. You know, the word education, there's a relationship, obviously, between leadership and education, and a good leader is kind of, there's a relationship between how you lead. Leadership and education are related, we'll put it that way, and a good leader can be an educator. Educt means to pull out. When you educate somebody, you're actually pulling out something they already have. And I love what you said, the distinction between a boss and a leader. A boss puts in, a leader pulls out. Is that a good, would you agree with that?
Yes. Being an educator myself, I need to learn as much as I can and help others as much as I can. So I'm learning to become better and help others to become better, right? Because people relying on experience is not enough. You must have knowledge. And when you're educating, you're sharing that knowledge, and you're also triggering interest in people to learn more, to become better.
Uh-huh.
And this is an important nature of education. You're not just, and also, you must be able, when you're educating people, you must trigger not just a certain pragmatic or rational part of our brain, but you must trigger
The emotional.
People, emotions and cravings through sharing of your passion.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk.
How knowledge is important.
That's a great word you just said. That's one of my favorite words, actually, I have to say. Passion. Okay? So yes, there's something about passion that really makes people listen or makes people want to engage, correct? But what is it about passion? What exactly, how would you define that? Is it just an indefinable something, or is there a literal way a scientist can pin it down what it is and even measure it?
I would not be the best authority to tell you how to measure passion, but I know one thing, and it's from my experience, from experience of my colleagues, it's a fire that burns inside you and warms people, and it's critical, because passion attracts hearts. Noise does not.
Uh-huh.
Whatever noise you splashing out and shouting about something, it just catches people's attention for a certain moment, for seconds, for minutes. To open people's hearts, you need passion. Because your smile, your enthusiasm, your that fire that burns inside you, it attracts people. It attracts people's hearts and minds. And as I say, what I'm seeing, passion is a serious business itself.
Uh-huh.
Because you build influence, you build not just following, you know, blind following. We're not talking about Instagram or Twitter. We're talking about people really supporting you because you are sharing your passion, which bursts out of you.
Can you
imagine someone who is approaching you and saying, oh, I have a brave idea, and think it's really dull face? No. You need to see that fashion and walk away from you.
So that's what strikes me when you say that, is that there's a certain genuineness to passion. It's authentic.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fake passion. Like you can't pretend you're passionate about something. Because just by being passionate, even if you're pretending, just by being passionate, you're going to be passionate. There's no way to fake it, correct? And I think that's what people see when they see passion. It's the most authentic way you can be.
Exactly. And you see the difference, for instance, you're walking through a shopping mall or whatever the company, through a lobby of a company, and you see a big sign, we are passionate about something, but you see people with a dull faces or sad faces, you wouldn't believe in that passion because you are trying to articulate something that you don't have. Passion speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. That's exactly right. It is itself. I love the word passion because you know where it's etymologically derived from in terms of words. It's derived from passive, which people are always freaked out about. They can't see how that is. There's a relationship between being passive and being passionate in the sense that when you're passionate, you're really pulled by something. Something's pulling you. It's out of your control. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I learned recently?
Oleg, hold on to that thought. We got a commercial. Hold on to that thought, okay? I definitely want to talk when we come back. Oleg Konovalov, we're talking about leaderology and passion. I want to talk about sales. Now that relates to marketing as well. When we come back, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Thanks for being here, friends. We're talking to Oleg Konovalov, OlegKonovalov.com. That's a mouthful. OlegKonovalov.com. He's the author of many books, and we're talking about leaderology. Oleg, before we went to break, I was saying how passion is derived from the word passive and it implies being pulled, and you started to say something, and I cut you off, and I apologize for that.
Passion. I've just been, thank you, Ben. I looked at a passion from a very strange angle. At what moment we could gain passion? How it comes? You need to become inside and be in line or, say, in tune with the changes. But if you're not in tune with the changes, your body jumps. Your soul is dead or still. You know, so passion is something which is completely attuned to the environment. Even if in a tough times, you're just saying, okay, it is tough, but I'm passionate to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm passionate to make, a positive difference or build a positive future, even facing a tough days now. But if you are not calm inside you, you're not coping with or accepting those changes or reality, your body jumps because you are shaking, being afraid of that reality. And then it's no way or no room for a passion to be born.
There's a passion. And there's an antagonistic relationship between fear and passion. So the fear will keep you, fear will kind of dampen down passion, correct?
Fear is normal. It's human. Okay, we're humans. This is normal. But you allowed to have to be fearful for a few days and then calm down,
yeah,
and you will have a solution, because your inner mind, your strengths, or examples of others could help you to develop that passion to make a difference for people, which is also human, which is also positive. We are helping each other, which is great. We are looking forward. This is human, and this is great. You know, we are persistent. When you outfight fear, we become persistent in finding a goal or a purpose for that bright future. We are creating our vision for the future, and we're building it, which is human and also built on passion. Passion, yeah, is critical. You know, there's... because vision for the future is a huge, strong emotion itself, positive emotion, which is built on passion. And that's interesting. Us more human.
There's an interesting concept called the servant leader, or servant leadership. Have you heard of this? It's a philosophy that says that, you know what I'm talking about? That it's a philosophy. It actually says the main goal of the leader is to serve. And I think that's what you're talking about, in a way. Is that right?
Exactly. And even in my book, Leaderology, I'm explaining that if we talk about servant leadership, we talk about a system which is system of helping or serving people and helping them to grow, and which is built on serendipity, on finding solutions for people problems, vision, knowledge, intuition, and all those positive things. Just being brief now, this is because we don't grow, or leaders never grow on a people's credit or account. They grow together with people.
Yeah, yeah. It's not if leadership help, otherwise.
If it's, I it's not... help my people to grow, they will help me to grow better as a leader.
Yeah, yeah. There's an interaction with leadership and the led that is different from an interaction between a boss and the led, or a king and the led.
Absolutely.
Right? It's
absolutely
more circular. It's one. It's they're connected in a way. There's feedback between the two in a way that there isn't in a dictatorship. What if we had a government system, a political system, where we emphasize servant leadership instead? Well, I guess we do. We talk about it. But where we really were servant leaders, it would create a completely different societal dynamic. We'd have a completely different world, wouldn't we?
I would give you two perspectives. First one, if we talk using this analogy, boss and a leader, boss is exercising personal ambitions, right? Leader is exercising a responsibility towards people for everything he or she has done. Right? It's one approach. This is immediate difference. And another thing is, what impact we would leave for next generation? It's still forcing. But what is interesting point, if we look at leadership from a very different angle, how critically I'm changing people's lives, and I have, and therefore their feedback is important for me.
Mm.
Feedback is critical for those who know where to go. Right? If I don't know where I'm going, I don't need any feedback. Or any feedback is meaningless.
Yeah.
The same with governments. They don't know where they are going. And the people respond saying, hey, we're going into, you're driving us off a cliff. It sounds a nuisance to them because they don't know where they're going.
So the government has to be
managing events.
It has to be responsive, in other words. There has to be a responsiveness. It can't be all a one-way dynamic of communication. That's kind of what's happening now, and that's why people are resenting it, is there's not a responsiveness. There's like a dynamic of authoritarianism. I think that's what the Constitution was supposed to do, in the United States anyway, was to force government to have feedback somehow, to be responsive to the people. I mean, that's the theory anyway.
Yeah, feedback is listening. right?
If you, yeah.
Why am I should listen to people? Because I'm listening to their pain points. I'm listening to their suggestions. I'm listening to their possible solutions. And therefore, I'm choosing the right trajectory, how to get somewhere in that bright perspective future, which I promised to my people.
I didn't get to talk about this because we're out of time, but when I hear you talk about leadership, it sounds exactly like sales. I mean, everything you do as a leader, you have to do as a salesperson if you're trying to sell something, if you're trying to communicate a message. If you're actually doing it's kind of like a leadership process. You're actually leading people in the sales dynamic. Do you see it that way?
No.
Okay,
and I will tell you why.
Yeah.
I'm now sharing with you my passion to servant leadership.
Yeah.
And therefore it gets straight. You know, I'm not do any stardusting around it. I'm just saying, here's my passion, take it.
Uh-huh.
And that gets people on board. I'm not, you can't hear any pitch in that sense. I'm responding to your questions, which organically, unnaturally, come to your mind and say, you're asking, oh, why that difference? Why this critical? This is normal human craving. And I'm just responding it with my passion to help others.
Sales? Now, how about sales? I guess you have a certain sense. You have a certain idea about sales. Real quick, we only have about a minute, but I definitely want to hear. What do you think about sales? What do you think about it?
Sales. If you could find what people really need, you would be good at sales. This is what I believe. But and I also believe that sales must be really honest and fair.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, it's a promise of a rain, which would come or might not. Therefore, I'm quite careful with that. Probably I'm not the best in the sales.
But Oleg, when you have an idea, you're selling it. I know there's kind of like a bad taste around sales because people are trying to sell something other people don't want. But if you spot a need and you can improve their lives, sales and leadership have a lot in common. It seems like to me. I wish we had more time. It's very fascinating. Oleg Kotelov, thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. Appreciate it. He's got a really cool blog. Oleg has a really cool blog too. Oleg Konovalov.com. OlegKonovalov. And his book is Leaderology. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.